In chapter 1, Mishnah 3, Hamariv Esa Ilan V'Nafal Al Chavariv. One shook a tree to cast rainwater off it, and the tree fell onto another tree. So now there's actually many ways that the Rishonim learned this Mishnah, and the Qazi's taken a particular way, being the Rambam's explanation. And the way that the Rambam explains this Mishnah is that he shakes one tree to get water off that tree, and what he thought was going to happen was the water was going to fall from there onto a second tree. But instead of the water falling from there onto the second tree, kind of the first tree, the water did go there, but then the tree hit it, and the water fell again down onto the floor from the other tree. Or similarly, if he just shook a branch and it fell onto, the water fell onto another branch, and then the branch hit the other branch. And then v'tachtem zarim oyarakus mechubarin lakarka, and then underneath it were seeds or vegetables which were connected to the ground. And that's where the water ended up. Now those seeds or vegetables connected to the ground, they can't become impure, because we mentioned before that only if it's disconnected can it become wet and therefore susceptible to impurity. If it's still connected, it can't become susceptible to impurity. But the we'll see now that the point is that if there were other foods or seeds or vegetables there which weren't connected, and the water there touches them, would this water on the connected seeds or vegetables render them impure? And obviously, the machlokas, well, the way we're going to learn it now with the Rambam, is that his intention on the water, what did he want with this water? Does he desire this water? What did he desire with the water, etc.? And is his intention good enough to, if it wets seeds or vegetables or food underneath there, susceptible to impurity or not? So, based Shama Umrim, they say Bechi Yutan. They say that it is, this is good enough. And if there was unconnected foods on the ground over there, they would be susceptible to impurity. And the reason being that his intention was to uproot that water from the first tree, and that's good enough. The fact that it ended up on the second tree, down on the floor, etc., whatever, it's good enough. And so it would render the food susceptible to impurity. But by Hillel Omrim, Einan Bechi Yutan, they hold, it doesn't come under the rule of Bechi Yutan. They, by Sela hold, no, if he intends for the water to go down there onto the ground where it ends up, only then would that be enough for this water to be considered to make something susceptible to impurity, and therefore this water wouldn't, because that's not where he wanted the water. He just wanted the water to stop on the second tree, not down on the ground. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mishum Abba Yossi Chalki Koifri Ish Tivyon. This Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Abba Yossi Chalki Koifri, of a place called Tivon. What a mouthful. Tma Atzmecha, he says, wonder at yourself, Im Yesh Mashke Tama B'Torah, Ad Shez Kavan V'Yita. And he said that there's any richly impure liquid in the Torah that renders something, you know, kind of impure, if he didn't intend it. He's got to place it there intentionally, Shneemar, and he quotes the Pasuk, V'Chi Yutan, Mayim al Zera. This is the pasuk that we've been talking about. So according to him, if the water falls over uprooted things on the floor there, it wouldn't render them susceptible, because only if he desired to make that what was on the floor over there moist, would that be good enough. It has to happen. It can't happen unintentionally. That's the point according to him. Can't happen unintentionally.